You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Percolate on a particular mix of odd and inspiring news headlines in Wendy's Coffee House. Newsmakers with a penchant for the unknown, unexplained, and unusual share their experiences with UFOs, ghost encounters, near-death experiences, and more for your own unique blend of Wendy's Coffee House Curious.
Saturday already.
Wow. Where does the time go? Hi there.
Got your coffee?
Yeah, I did Starbucks, the Christmas blend. And the big news this week, huge this week, Starbucks brings back the traditional Christmas designs. Apparently, this is, I guess, some kind of an issue, judging by Twitter and all the backlash of whether it's green or red or it has designs or it doesn't. I liked it when they had the little quotes. That was my favorite. Then something happened and upset the apple cart with that. So the big news this week is, all right, you should be fine. And I went to Panera, hey, they just have regular old green. It's really not that big a deal. So maybe mine was green and the others were red. So there's your coffee stuff for this morning. On to the fun stuff. Australia has now joined a telescope hunt for the ETs. And given the timing on this, the ETs are really like front and center. All sorts of stuff on, the alternative sites talking about how Donald Trump's been tailed by UFOs. For like the last 2 or 3 years. And you've got all these little pictures. Of course, there's a fuzzy something in there. And then the day of the election, supposedly, there's something flew across the sky. And they're saying it's Planet Nibiru. Yeah, right. Okay. So it's getting really, really interesting. And Australia should be right on, you know, the same page with let's find them and see if they're here. And they're trailing presidential elects or others. Anyway, it's the Parkes Radio Telescope. Trying to see if Proxima B, which is, this is close, all right? It's only about 4.2 light years away. And it looks like one of the most promising places. So they're joining and going to hopefully maybe give us a clue or draw a bead on the nearest alien. The Pleiadian alien agenda. This is a spacecraft technology that looks really, really cool over Lombardy in Italy. And they've seen this, and it's like a three-dimensional, it's beautiful, the colors and stuff. And if you've ever talked to anybody who's an experiencer or read any of that stuff, these are more like a trans-dimensional, interdimensional. They show up, and then they go away. And so if you're trying to catch one of these for a science project, probably not going to happen. Somehow that's the only way we think that we're going to get proof that if we dissect the thing that will somehow give us some kind of real good evidence as to what these things are and, of course, how they think. And dissecting a frog doesn't give us that, but, you know, hey, what the heck? Let's get the first alien we can find. So that's what's happening right now on that plane. And then we also have Will Smith. Now, given that my guest today is Eben Alexander, Dr. Alexander, the proof of heaven, he's absolutely amazing in terms of his experience and the knowledge he brings to the subject. The Map of Heaven is the latest, how science, religion, and ordinary people are proving the afterlife. It's one step beyond what we think our existence is. When you have a near-death experience, you realize it might be something a little different, and then you are lucky enough to come back and talk about it. All right, and since he has some standout credentials, neurosurgeon being one, his voice added to this whole element gives it a lot more credibility. Will Smith meets death, time, and love in Collateral Beauty. Have you seen the trailer? This one looks really, really good. Okay, so that one
I'm looking at that going, oh, I want to see what they all have to say to him. But the biggest one on the big screen right now, I'm going.
Now that's a proper introduction.
More objects have landed around the world.
This is one of 12.
I'm never going to be able to speak their words.
Got 2 days. Figure something out.
I am human.
It's their language. We need to make sure that they understand the difference between a weapon and a tool. Language is messy, and sometimes one can be both.
Are you dreaming in their language?
Do not spoil this for anyone, okay? I'm going to go see it today. Do not spoil it. But Bob Butler, Kansas City star, a movie critic extraordinaire, he even gave it like 3+ stars. That Bob can sometimes be, you know, a little reticent and not too, he's seen it before. This he liked. All right, that's my clue. And I was going anyway, but thank you, Mr. Butler. And one of the reviews, this is in the Telegraph, it's an introspective, philosophical, existentially inclined, yet unfolds in an unwavering tenor of chest-tightening excitement. And there is a mid-film revelation that when it hits, your seat is tipping back. See, this is sci-fi cotton candy or catnip, depending on your perspective. So there you go. So that's The Arrival. The Arrival comes into play there. There is one absolutely... If you have kids, you'll appreciate this. This little guy has been assigned to go retrieve the trash can, bucket, barrel, receptacle. And there's a strong wind. He goes after the bucket, barrel, trash thing. And the result is basically a modern, they've titled it Sisyphus. As you watch him do his best to bring this thing home. That's all going to be put on my Wendy's Coffee House Blogspot. So if you missed anything, any of the news and all the highlights, the cool little one from the animal kingdom. And this is the hero duck saving the chicken from the backyard. Hawk attack. All right. Animals are our friends. They look out for us. My dog Gracie did that this week. I wrote about it. Fabulous. I will write about it. Haven't done it on Wendy's Coffee House yet, but that'll be there. In the meantime, though, we're going to check on the angels from the great beyond. One of them is a new one. And if you haven't heard, a little bit of his music might come in handy. And I love this guy. I was trying to find my CD, and I thought, oh, fine, I'll go to YouTube. Leonard Cohen, amazing. And some of the critics now are saying, you know, he did everything wrong. It shouldn't have succeeded. But it did. That's our inspiration.
I was born.
Uh-huh.
I had no choice.
Sorry, I have to give it a little bit to Leonard here.
I was born with the gift of a golden voice and 27 angels.
Okay, bring on the angels. Eben Alexander, The Map of Heaven, next on Wendy's Coffee House.
They tied me to this table right here in the Tower of Song.
Lights flickering, feeling an occasional draft. Afraid to go to the basement because it smells too ghastly? Let Eric's Energy do a whole house energy assessment to locate the energy draining skeletons in your closet. Install quality conventional solar, geothermal, or other energy saving technologies for a happy, comfortable home. Call 816-537-5100 or visit us at ericsenergy.com. ericsenergy.com. That's ericsenergy.com.
Unchained. Unwind at Rico's for lunch. Enjoy classic, tasteful Italian cuisine in a unique hideaway at the southeast corner of College and Quivira. Ask about our daily lunch specials or enjoy a wood-fired pizza with a specialty salad. Our delicious lunch menu is complemented by a global wine selection, including 25 varietals served by the glass. Full menu featured at ricoskc.com. Join us for lunch weekdays at Rico's.
Wendy's Coffee House, 6 a.m. Saturday morning on Talk Radio KCMO. My next guest was struck by lightning, had an NDE, near-death experience, and he had an incredible obsession with music. He said he kept hearing downloads of music in his head, and he had to learn how to play it. Took him 12 years. He became a concert pianist to play the Lightning Sonata. Tony Sicoria, an amazing life change after a near-death experience. Next on Wendy's Coffee House. Can't listen to the show? Catch the podcast and the blog on wendyscoffeehouse.com.
At New Horizon Ranch, we believe that every child is capable of greatness. Over the last 10 years, unique programs, dedicated volunteers, and horse partners have helped children and adults of all ages improve physical strength, relational, and cognitive skills. Sometimes it's reading to our miniature horses, and sometimes it's riding. But it's always therapeutic and educational. Learn more about what we do and how you can get involved at newhorizonranch.org.
Hey, baseball and softball moms and dads. Want to help your superstar stay in the game? BTL Academy just opened a brand new training and development center in Shawnee. Open to individuals and teams, the 17,000 square foot indoor facility boasts a regulation sized turf infield, plus plenty of room for hitting and long toss. Coaches know it takes year-round training to be an accomplished athlete. Check btlacademy.com for a complete listing of skill camps, clinics, and indoor leagues. Compete in the BTL Indoor 6-on-6 Baseball or Softball League. Hitting, pitching, catching, and fielding. BTL private instructors are available to help players hone their skills and overcome any weaknesses in their game. In today's youth sports environment, there is no off-season. BTLacademy.com, because the game is played between the lines.
The Christmas spirit lives in Weston. Join Father Christmas in Weston November 12th as he arrives to officially start the holiday season. He'll lead the children's holiday parade on Main Street and the Christmas tree lighting ceremony. Carriage rides start at noon. Christmas carolers, refreshments, and souvenirs for the children all add to the festival spirit of this special occasion. Visit westonmo.com or download the new Weston mobile app for details and check our calendar for other special holiday events. Your dog can analyze holiday kitchen smells 40 times better than you can. So if this talent leads to trouble, get him to Rock Hill Pet Clinic in Brookside. Rock Hill Pet is a full-service small animal hospital with in-house lab services, digital radiology and ultrasound, even progressive techniques like laser therapy and acupuncture, all to help provide your pet with a happier, longer life. Poultry bones are dangerous for pets. Get your furry checked out immediately if his nose leads him astray. Contact Rock Hill Pet Clinic at 816-333-0973 or visit rockhillpetclinic.com.
This is KCMO, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Wendy's Coffee House on Talk Radio KCMO. Kind of setting the tone. Or not. Dr. Eben Alexander. When he came to the table on this particular topic, at first there was a little bit of ridicule, a little bit of criticism. One guy went down in flames for doing this and trying to tag a few things that were untrue about his story and, you know, saying, well, now we have proof this is not true. And that guy is no longer, well, he's around. But I interviewed Dr. Alexander right before it hit Oprah. And when it hit Oprah, then it was like, whoa, massive. But the cool thing about this is when he was having his experience, he was hooked up to all sorts of equipment that could really keep tabs on what was happening when nothing was happening, possibly. Dr. Alexander, hi there. I'm so glad to talk with you again. The new book, The Map of Heaven, is excellent. Proof of Heaven is a slam dunk, and I'm so glad you are doing what you're doing. A lot has happened since you first came out with your story.
Well, Wendy, thanks so much for having me here today.
I wanted to kind of pick up what you started. You've got a foundation. Is it Eternia?
Yes, Eternia, E-T-E-R-N-E-A, and people who want to learn more can go to eternia.org, find out all about it.
When for this is amazing. No matter how many times you tell your story, there are still people right now who have never heard what happened. So if you could do us a favor and kind of go back and refresh people who are still new to the table on this one.
Okay. Well, it's important to point out that I had spent 54 years of my life honing my materialist neuroscientific worldview as a neurosurgeon. Had taught for 15 years at Harvard Medical School, thought I knew a brain-mind consciousness worked somewhat. And then November 10th, 2008, went deep into coma from an inexplicable brain infection, a meningoencephalitis, bacterial, extremely severe. And my doctors knew from my neurologic exams, CT and MRI scans, medical, from all the medical facts in my case, that my neocortex, the human part of the brain, was badly damaged. And that's a very crucial part of all this, because I spent a week in coma. By the end of the week, I'd gone from a 10% to a 2% chance of survival with no chance of recovery, and then came back to this world. Now, when I did, my brain was wrecked, just as my doctors predicted. But my memories came back very quickly. I, in fact, had no words or language, no memories of Evan Alexander's life, none of my religious concepts or all those 20-plus years spent in neuroscience and neurosurgery. Every bit of that was gone. And all I knew when I woke up in that ICU bed on day 7 of coma was where I had been on that journey that week. And, of course, the reason I'm often asked to speak to medical and surgical groups about all this has to do with the fact that I shouldn't have had any experience at all. All of our modern neuroscientific ideas of brain, mind, and consciousness necessitate that that neocortex, at least some part of it, has got to be functioning for you to have any kind of detailed conscious awareness. And yet my doctors had all the evidence that my neocortex was globally wiped out, that it was not available for any kind of hallucination, dream, or drug effect. And that's why my experience was so extraordinary, was it completely violated everything we think we know in modern neuroscience about the brain. Now, of course, I didn't know this when I first came back to the world because all of my knowledge had been deleted, but it came back rapidly. Words and language returned over literally a few hours, a day or two, and childhood memories over a few weeks. All my other memories of life and all those years spent in neurosurgery, everything came back within about 8 weeks. In fact, it was more complete after it had returned than it had been before. That was something that only became clear to me over the next few years.
Wait.
But the journey that I had deep in coma, which, of course, I describe in detail in Proof of Heaven, concerned really beginning in a very primitive, dark, coarse underground realm that I call the Earthworm's Eye View, but then progressing up into a brilliant ultra-real valley, the Gateway Valley, that had many Earth-like features, but also was much more like Plato's world of forms, an ideal world of perfections. And that was the realm where I reunited with my higher soul, and that's where we reunite with soulmates, with others involved in our journey over multiple incarnations. So, and that was only the beginning. Those who've read Proof of Heaven will realize that sound provided a tremendous vehicle for transcendence, so that the musical notes, the melody of the spinning of white light that came towards me in that Earthworm Eye View were a portal up into those higher ultra-real realms. And then the angelic choirs in that Gateway Valley provided portals, musical, vibrational portals, to higher and higher levels, all the way out to the oneness, to the pure infinite healing power of that unconditional love in that core realm that I describe, that is really beyond any possible human description because it so violates everything that is part of our existence down here in this dualistic realm.
Okay, Dr. Alexander.
Awakening is something that has continued for the last 8 years because the shock of the experience basically destroyed my old worldview, my materialist scientific worldview that's completely inadequate. And I came to realize that my journey of discovery really parallels so much what our modern scientific world is going through. If you really take the big picture and look over, 3,000 years plus of the evolution of human thinking, all of this starts to make more sense. But if you're too myopic, kind of locked into looking at kind of the success of science in the last few decades and think that that is absolutely pointing the way to the answer, it is, but only when you realize the ragged edges where the explanations fall away, and that's especially true in the realm of consciousness studies. People in this world somehow have an idea that neuroscience is on the verge of discovering how the physical brain creates consciousness, and in fact, just the opposite is what is truly happening. happening. We're coming to realize the physical brain doesn't create consciousness at all, but that it works the other way around, that consciousness is fundamental in the universe. And this enables explanation of so many more human experiences than our old worn-out and false scientific materialist model of brain creates consciousness. And that's where we're having to leave that kind of thinking in the dust. But I believe within a decade or so, there won't be any kind of self-respecting scientist, certainly anyone who studies brain, mind, and consciousness, who will still believe in that outmoded notion that the physical brain is somehow creating consciousness out of physical matter. That kind of thinking will go the way of, oh, the earth is flat. Oh, the sun goes around the earth. Well, likewise, will go the thinking of the brain creates consciousness and the thinking that our existence is birth to death and nothing more, because, in fact, it is far greater than that, and that's what these experiences by the millions are trying to tell us.
I have two things. One, if you're listening, there's something funky in the audio with Dr. Alexander's line. Sometimes this happens with people who've had these kind of experiences, and it kind of elevates their magnetic, whatever it is. I don't have the exact scientific term for it, but we do have these kinds of distortions in the electronics. So bear with me, because that's the way it's going to be, and we can't adjust it. The other thing, too, is that when you were talking about having more recollection and an intense remembering of things, how does that work?
Well, it's basically pointing out to us that memory is not stored in the physical brain. Now, of course, that is right at the cornerstone of the belief system of materialist science that believes that the physical world is all that exists, and that somehow you thus have to explain consciousness as emerging from the physical workings of the brain. And yet, that is what we find is right at the core of the problem, is that we cannot explain a physical brain as the source of consciousness at all. And much of the evidence suggests that consciousness is fundamental, that it is what creates brain and everything else, and not the other way around. So I think this emerging view is what is so powerful, and I think what is coming to change this world. But you cannot just put Band-Aids on the old system and expect it to come together and work. It's such a fundamental flip in our understanding of the nature of reality that we really have to go back to that very beginning in square one to make sense of it. But all of our empirical data and human experience then starts to fall into line and make more sense, but only by acknowledging that consciousness is fundamental in the universe, that in fact all of our conscious awareness is part of one mind. And of course, this is the mind that so many near-death experiencers and others who have had spiritually transformative experiences have witnessed, is that participation in the one mind. The evidence that is commonly encountered that shows that brain does not create consciousness are examples of things like terminal lucidity, which I describe one example in the book Proof of Heaven, but this is a very common clinical observation in people who are elderly, demented patients. They often, as they get closer to death, will have amazing oases of clarity of thought and reflection, where their memories come back to them, and they're very reflective about their life. And it's shocking to those around them who have seen them get progressively demented. Now, the other major category of evidence in neuroscience that shows us that the brain does not create consciousness are the acquired savant syndromes. Cases out there, you know, in the thousands of people who have had some kind of brain damage, whether it's a head injury or stroke or autism, something like that, and that brain damage actually uncovers some island of superhuman mental function, like the ability to calculate pi to 3,000 digits in one's head, or the ability to memorize a phone book looking at one page per second and then ask minutes later about...
We got to take a break. The news.
Sounds good.
The news. Okay. Dr. Eben Alexander, Proof of Heaven, ebenalexander.com. You can follow along. In the meantime, we're going to come back and ask... He had extraordinary experiences. Angels did factor into this for everybody who says, even in near death. That's why we talk to people who've had experiences, because they're talking from a reality check. not a fiction, not a fear, but a been there, done that. Dr. Eben Alexander has the story next on Wendy's Coffee House.
Immerse yourself in a classic cinema experience at the 16th Annual Kansas International Film Festival, November 4th through 10th. Join visiting filmmakers and screen actors for the best in local, regional, and national documentary, narrative, and animated filmmaking. Voted one of the top 25 festivals in the country. Purchase festival passes or movie tickets online at kansasfilm.com or at the Glenwood Arts Theater box office. The Kansas International Film Festival. As Bogey would say,
is looking at you, kid.
Give a gift that helps feed a city. The Giving Grove helps communities grow, harvest, and share healthy food by planting fruit trees, nuts, and berries at local Kansas City schools, churches, and in low-income underserved neighborhoods. To date, the Giving Grove has planted nearly 1,500 fruit and nut trees, which will provide over 180 tons of fresh food each year over the life of these trees. You can help by planting a tree. A donation of $50 pays for the tree, supplies, and community education needed for caring of the trees. Visit givinggrove.org.
CBS News updates.
We reject the president.
The underlying message of protesters in more than a dozen cities nationwide overnight in Portland, Oregon. One person shot and wounded, this man live streaming the protest.
He's trying to stay calm. He looks calm.
A suspect is being sought. 11 arrests overnight in New York City where Lucas Gonzalez was protesting.
We're going to be verbally assaulted, and if our values are going to be put in jeopardy, we're going to come out and we're going to have our say.
KNX reporter John Bayard in Los Angeles.
The demonstrators marched through the streets of LA for hours, trailed by a long line of police cars. The officers allowed them to get their messages out. Police finally shut things down after giving dispersal orders over and over again.
150 arrests in Los Angeles. CBS News update. I'm Gary Nunn.
KCMO weather from KCTV 5.
If you have any early morning plans Saturday, make sure they include a coat. We're going to be waking up to low to mid 30s, even some 20s in spots. And then during the day, we're only going to rebound so much as highs reach the middle 50s. Sunny skies through all of our Saturday, though. But by the time the sun goes down, 40s make a return. That's going to make for a chilly evening. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
The Christmas spirit lives in Weston. Join Father Christmas in Weston November 12th as he arrives to officially start the holiday season. He'll lead the children's holiday parade on Main Street and the Christmas tree lighting ceremony. Carriage rides start at noon. Christmas carolers, refreshments, and souvenirs for the children all add to the festival spirit of this special occasion. Visit westonmo.com or download the new Weston mobile app for details and check our calendar for other special holiday events.
Goats may have discovered its magical benefits first, but we humans got on quick. Imported directly from the source, Revo Cup boasts authentic Ethiopian coffee beans hand-picked and naturally dried by the sun. Single-origin coffee beans gathered by Ethiopian families, expertly ground and brewed at Revo Cup. Isn't it time you experienced coffee as it was originally intended? Visit Revo Cup at College in Quivira and Revo Cup South 135th in Quivira.
Stop being drained by energy vampires. A full energy audit from Eric's Energy will expose the pesky problems plaguing your home. Weatherization, insulation, and other energy-saving technologies installed by experienced, reliable technicians will drive a stake through the heart of what's tormenting you. Call 816-537-5100 or visit us at ericsenergy.com. 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 Garlic optional.
When a nightlight speaks and only you can understand it, do you listen? Or pretend that your imagination is merely playing tricks? Talking to Nightlights is a revitalizing spiritual guide that follows a woman's inspirational journey to learn the power that can be harnessed by losing fear and suspending disbelief. Available now on Kindle and paperback at Amazon.com.
Hey, it's Mike Ferguson from The Midday Show. Have a great weekend. On Monday, hey, there's petitions to get rid of the Electoral College. Should we even think about it? Noon to 1 on Monday, right here on KCMO Talk Radio.
Dr. Evan Alexander, Wendy's Coffee House on KCMO Talk Radio. The deal is, with Dr. Alexander, is here's a guy who absolutely does not have any kind of preference for having an experience like this. There's nothing to prove. There's no reason to say, hey, I want you to pay attention to me. It's like, uh-oh, this happened, and now I have to deal with it. And OMG, because in the book, when you're talking about this incredible, you know, experience you had from point A to point B, and at one point you're talking about a guide who was this gorgeous woman, and you say she appeared on a butterfly wing. And now, because of these stories you're sharing, your own experience, people are coming up to you in places like Starbucks and saying, Dr. Alexander, I have to tell you my story. You have legitimized this conversation, and thank you. So let's pick up where we left off.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a real gift to me that people share those stories as they do, because it provides more and more validation and confirmation of this kind of view of the nature of reality, that there are these hundreds of accounts that people share with me, and by extension, you know, millions of accounts out there. We were talking about memory and the brain and all that, and I think it's important to point out that our modern neuroscientific search for memory in the brain is really uncovering the fact that memory does not seem to be stored in the brain at all, even though there are brain mechanisms, for example, in the medial temporal lobe and the hippocampus, that are seem to be crucial for the conversion of short-term to long-term memories. But the bigger aspects of memory storage, which we've always assumed in conventional neuroscience to be somewhere in the neocortex, really doesn't seem to be the case at all. And that's where all of this becomes far more fascinating, as you realize the true scale of what's called the hard problem of consciousness, which is the difficulty of trying to ascribe the effects of, you know, mental activity and conscious awareness to the neurophysiological action of the components of the brain, of axons and neurons and all in the way they're put together, because that simplistic view of brain creates consciousness has never emerged naturally from that at all. In fact, there's not a neuroscientist on earth who could give you the first sentence to try and follow up on the proposition that the physical brain creates consciousness, to try and explain that mechanism. No one has the remotest clue. And as I pointed out, talking minutes ago about acquired savant syndromes and terminal lucidity, and also important to point out some of the recent work with psychedelic drugs using functional MRI, and finding out at multiple laboratories around the world that the most profound psychedelic drug experiences are associated with the greatest shutdown of the physical activity of the brain. This is something that completely violates that fundamental tenet of conventional neuroscience, that the brain creates mental activity. But in fact, very similar to my experience with my neocortex being devastated and that allowing for a far more robust manifestation of conscious awareness, similarly, in these experiments with functional MRI, magnetoencephalography, looking at brain activity in the setting of psychedelic drug trips, we find that, in fact, it's that shutting down of the brain that allows for the most profound journeys. And this is exactly what was forced on me in Proof of Heaven. And this is what makes the most sense when you look at the thousands of cases out there of near-death experiences. And for your audience, important to point out, there's a recent book that just came out in the last month or so, very important book, called The Self Does Not Die. I would highly recommend that book. It's more than 100 cases of veridical perception, that is, a perception of things that were later shown to be true when the brain of the patient involved had no way of sensing those kind of pieces of knowledge, that understanding. And so The Self does not die is an important new book from Titus Rivas, R-I-V-A-S, and Annie Durvin and Rudy Schmidt from the Netherlands. And it's a fantastic book that really helps the true open-minded skeptic to make some progress in this discussion, because these are such extraordinary cases that have absolutely no explanation within our conventional physicalist neuroscientific worldview.
Okay, now getting to from point A to point B, now, because of your experiences, you're doing some work with music. The thing is, you don't have to die to get this kind of insight if you're willing to do a little work and a little expanding of your consciousness in this state. And your music work is giving you, I think, a little more validation for that, in my opinion.
Well, it is. I think it's important, you know, as you point out, you don't have to wait till you die or, you know, hope for some NDE where you almost die to come to know every bit of this. By being a conscious being, one can go within. This is something that I discuss extensively in The Map of Heaven, my second book, but especially in the appendix to that book, which is entitled The Answers Lie Within Us All. And this is all about much of the work I've done in trying to get deep into consciousness. Beginning about 2 years after my coma, I was introduced to the concept of differential sound frequency brain entrainment, a phenomenon that had first been discovered in the mid-1800s, where slight differences in the frequency of sounds presented to the two ears can lead to some very interesting and exotic manipulations of conscious awareness. From my point of view, these sounds enable us to access that universal consciousness, that infinite one mind of universal consciousness that is the source of all conscious awareness, in fact, the source of this entire universe. And this is the work that I do with Karen Newell, who is the co-founder of Sacred Acoustics. And people who want to learn more about these techniques can go to sacredacoustics.com, where they have some free downloads. She has some excellent instructional videos, plus a free 20-minute Om meditation, and if people listen to that through headphones, they can start seeing where all this is going and start participating in this grand adventure of conscious exploration. And not only that, come to know long before the time of physical death that the physical body is not the exclusive host of our conscious awareness, that in fact it's more of a prison, shackles, than the actual producer of consciousness. We are conscious in spite of our brain, and that's where these sounds of sacred acoustics that I've helped develop over the last several years and that I use daily. I love these tones because they help me get into very deep transcendental states. I try and meditate an hour or two a day. I've been doing that for more than 6 years. And in fact, I can't understand why anyone in our modern society would not meditate, given all the advantages that have been shown medically for health, for the immune system, for insight and guidance, for connection with others, for influence on the unfolding manifestations or our conscious reality. Every bit of that depends on a richer and deeper interrelationship with that infinite mind and universal consciousness. And we can all do that through meditation. So these sounds of sacred acoustics give people tremendous tools to help come to know all of this on their own and not just, you know, have to depend on reading the story of someone else's experience, but go there yourself and find out.
Okay, but that sometimes can get derailed by the drama of the day-to-day. How do you get around that?
Well, that's where these tones come in so handily. Important to point out that the little voice in my head is not my consciousness. My consciousness, the deep mystery, whether you're talking about the hard problem of consciousness or the measurement paradox in quantum physics, which points out the very same thing, it turns out that conscious awareness is the deep mystery, and that is the part that science has such a great challenge in trying to understand, is that awareness. So going within, you come to recognize that your awareness of existence, that awareness is the magic. That is the part that is actually greatly enhanced when it's freed up from the physical brain and body at the time of physical death. But also, we can explore that expansion in meditation. And this is where I think it's so important to realize that developing our relationship of that conscious observer gives us access to far greater wisdom that is within that universal mind. And that's why using these differential sound frequencies to quiet the little voice of anxiety in our head, because remember, the linguistic brain, that little voice in the head is in many ways kind of tied to the aspirations of the ego. And the ego is not who you truly are. The ego is a construct of self that has many false boundaries to it. And so this is about going within to identify those false boundaries and expand that conscious awareness. So the little voice in the head that is going to be busy generating grocery lists and having imaginary conversations and, you know, all filled with a fear and anxiety that the ego uses as its tools to control us is something that you can put into time out, kind of like an impish teenager. That is kind of our lower ego self, and not to be confused with a far grander being that we all truly are, that it's all interconnected as one mind. And again, to point out, this is not just about humans. It's not even limited to just life on Earth. It's a much bigger one mind that we are talking about. And it's that awareness that we can greatly cultivate and enhance through ongoing practice of meditation.
Okay, now we're going to have to take a break, but I want to ask you for the next break. You talk about your father having this very solid spiritual connection, and it didn't really happen for you. It wasn't there. There was this kind of a void, at least as I understand it, until this happened. I want to come back and say, how did God factor into the equation after you came back from this incredible life-changing shift? And we'll talk about that. Dr. Eben Alexander is my guest, and we're talking about the new book, The Map of Heaven. The other one is Proof of Heaven. Both are worth their weight in gold. Next on Wendy's Coffee House.
Your dog can analyze holiday kitchen smells 40 times better than you can. So if this talent leads to trouble, get him to Rock Hill Pet Clinic in Brookside. Rock Hill Pet is a full-service small animal hospital with in-house lab services, digital radiology and ultrasound, even progressive techniques like laser therapy and acupuncture, all to help provide your pet with a happier, longer life. Poultry bones are dangerous for pets. Get your furry checked out immediately if his nose leads him astray. Contact Rock Hill Pet Clinic at 816-333-0973 or visit rockhillpetclinic.com.
Hey, baseball and softball moms and dads. Want to help your superstar stay in the game? BTL Academy just opened a brand new training and development center in Shawnee. Open to individuals and teams, the 17,000 square foot indoor facility boasts a regulation sized turf infield, plus plenty of room for hitting and long toss. Coaches know it takes year-round training to be an accomplished athlete. Check BTLacademy.com for a complete listing of skill camps, clinics, and indoor leagues. Compete in the BTL Indoor 6-on-6 Baseball or Softball League. Hitting, pitching, catching, and fielding. BTL private instructors are available to help players hone their skills and overcome any weaknesses in their game. In today's youth sports environment, there is no off-season. BTLacademy.com, because the game is played between the lines.
Stressed out and need a little bit of a timeout? You've heard me talk about Floating KC before, but I want to give you some more details. If you're thinking it might be a little tank and you're worried about being claustrophobic, no, that isn't the way this works. These are float rooms, zero gravity float rooms. You can check it out. They're in Waldo in Kansas City, and find out more at floatingkc.com. Overstress, need a little extra TLC, relaxation, no interruptions, no sounds, completely, totally stress-free. Try Floating KC.
Immerse yourself in a classic cinema experience at the 16th Annual Kansas International Film Festival, November 4th through 10th. Join visiting filmmakers and screen actors for the best in local, regional, and national documentary, narrative, and animated filmmaking. Voted one of the top 25 festivals in the country. Purchase festival passes or movie tickets online at kansasfilm.com or at the Glenwood Arts Theater box office. The Kansas International Film Festival. As Bogey would say,
is looking at you, kid.
Wendy's Coffee House, 6 a.m. Saturday mornings on Talk Radio KCMO. Shows in the archives now include Doug Hayes. He survived an incredible accident that left him paralyzed from the neck down. He survived, recovered full mobility, and an ability to heal. Jeffrey Mishloff, the PK man. Ted Owens is deceased, but the legacy he left behind is incredible. Did he have extraordinary PK powers? The PK man, Ted Owens, Jeffrey Mishloff, that show also in the archives. Check him out at wendyscoffeehouse.com.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Why don't you talk into the microphone? I got a backup mic right here. Check, 1, 2, testing, testing.
KCMO, Kansas City.
Wendy's Coffee House, glad to have you along. Thanks for listening. My guest, Dr. Eben Alexander, extraordinary If you want to find out more about his experience, EbenAlexander.com, he lists it on there on his website. But the deal with this is these things sometimes are so powerful and so beyond words, it's really hard to come back and try and put it all into, you know, kind of dumb it down. But when you, Dr. Alexander, when you were going through this, you spell it out by saying your father had this rich spiritual connection, and that wasn't really there for you. How did it change with this?
Well, it changed dramatically, and this has to do with realizing that I had wanted to believe so much of what I had grown up with in that Methodist church growing up in North Carolina, and that my faith had been greatly challenged during my 20-plus years in academic neurosurgery. And I came to realize in this complete kind of reversal of my worldview that consciousness is fundamental in the universe. It is what creates all that happens. The whole material realm is emergent from consciousness, and that fundamental consciousness really is one, and we are all part of it. That is what so many have witnessed in near-death experiences and other similar spiritually transformative experiences, is that infinite healing power of unconditional love at the heart of conscious awareness. And that is part of our deepest and truest identity of who we all are and what we're doing here and what this universe is all about. So it's coming to realize that force of love at the core of the universe, at the core of all conscious awareness, is that deity, that creative God, and we are all co-creating this world that emerges. This is very much soul school, and we are given that gift of free will, which, of course, my conventional neuroscience taught me doesn't even exist. You know, they say there is no free will because it's all just chemical reactions in people's brains. Well, that's false. And this recognition of God as fundamental, as an infinitely loving force at the core of all that is a whole new understanding of the nature of consciousness and the relationship of brain and mind, and that consciousness is fundamental in the universe, and that in many ways we are conscious in spite of our brain, and this is something we can come to know fully by going within. And it also shows us the power we have to co-create that universe by recovering that love for ourselves as infinitely powerful spiritual divine beings, and sharing that love with our fellow beings is the best way to manifest that love of the Creator for the creation. So it's a complete shift in my worldview that is also one that tries to rise above the petty and false dogma of separation that comes from much of our orthodox religious teachings. Because, in fact, I came to realize that God I encountered in that realm and came to know so fully and still come to know on a daily basis with these meditations, that God loves all. That God loves Christians, Jews, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, skeptics, atheists. That God really loves all of creation. And it's really that far more profound force of love that overwhelms the false and petty dogmatic separation and false sense of self that we have in that conventional materialist worldview. So it's a far greater vision that I think allows for realization of the greatest in human potential.
I think you've got some fabulous resources on your website, eternia.org, or even on your regular page as well. So if you're listening right now and looking for some more support and other information, that's a great place to go. I love the quote in the book, "What we call learning is only a process of recollection." Plato.
It is. It's all about remembering, and I think that's why Proof of Heaven and Map of Heaven have hit with such impact in this world, is because they are simply reminding souls of something we all know deep down because we've been there many times before. And this is part of this awakening, but also realizing that this convergence of science and spirituality and moving towards one truth is our human destiny. It is where we are headed now. This is a natural awakening that I think is inevitable when you look over the last few thousand years of human evolution.
There's a Persian mystic you quote in the book, and the quote is, "The purer you become within, the purer and more beautiful is the sky that appears to you until finally you're walking into divine purity." You have to have had this kind of experience.
Yes, and we all can have that experience. It's open to us as conscious beings. By going within, we can all discover exactly that same brighter truth and more divine aspect. Really, it opens up for that world of ideals, that Gateway Valley that I recognize so beautifully in my NDE and revisit so many times in meditation. That is available to all of us. All of these realms are, by going within.
You talk about the timelessness of that experience and then coming back to it, and music adds time to the equation. Can you spell that out?
Well, I think the music is, it's almost like the speed of light is kind of what relates time and space. And in many ways, it's the vibration of music, a frequency that enables our souls to traverse all of these realms. Look at sound and vibration as the engine that enables us to explore all of these realms. And that is a crucial part of the understanding. Now, of course, sound and vibration music heard in those realms is far transcendent beyond the simplistic music that we hear in our four-dimensional space-time. It is far grander and more complete and more whole, but we can still bring parts of it back to this this world. But it really is taking that journey and coming to that awareness. And we can all come to realize that that heaven is right here where we are. All of that kind of awareness and awakening is right where we are. And part of that recognition is also of kind of the illusory nature of space and time and mass and energy, because much of that is built into the fabric of our kind of linear time flow on this side of the veil.
Was there any...
So much of this understanding can come from going within.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but was there any sense that there was a sense of humor at any place in this experience?
Every bit of it. I mentioned that in Proof of Heaven. In fact, I would say that one of the strongest arguments that we are not the simplistic mechanistic robots or philosophical zombies that consciousness scientists try and discuss in the philosophical discussion of relationship of brain and mind, one of the best examples that we're not, you know, that mechanistic zombie of Daniel Dennett is our sense of humor. I'd say that humor is one of the greatest clues to the divinity within us all, and it's kind of that sense of humor at our own kind of predicament and the irony of our circumstances, and as we come to a deeper understanding of the all and the truth, we can't help but smile and see the beautiful sense of humor of that God, of that creative deity in manifesting this world.
Okay, we're going to have to wrap up, but is there anything that stands out from now, the stuff you've learned in the last 6 years, that you could share in like 30
yes,
seconds?
Yes, absolutely. The most important lesson, I think, for any listening soul out there is to realize that you are far grander than you can possibly imagine. And by going within, you can come to see that what you previously perceived as limits to your power and manifesting the world of your dreams, those limits are illusory. And it all has to do with that love. And recovering that divine and sacred love for self, and realizing that we're all in this together, part of that one mind. And by manifesting that love for others, that is the greatest way to bring power and manifestation and the world of our dreams into our reach, is by coming to recognize that power, and that the perceived limitations of our materialistic worldview are false. And
all
we
right.
can go within to come to discover how to liberate ourselves from that false sense of being imprisoned
Gotta
within this material
here.
World and within
Gotta
the
go.
Circumstances
Gotta
of our
go.
Material life. So going within is where the answers lie.
Okay, we got to get out of here. Dr. Evan Alexander, it's a dream. It's an illusion. Coffee, wake up and be awake in the dream. Till next time, Wendy's Coffee House. See ya.